This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The House Judiciary Committee is expected to approve articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump as early as today. Democrats have brought two main charges against the president: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says Trump has refused to cooperate with any phase of the investigation.
During the Watergate hearings, President Nixon turned over recordings of his conversations in the Oval Office. Later, President Clinton handed over his DNA. President Trump's obstruction was, by contrast, absolute.
Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio says Democrats are motivated by one thing: hatred of the president.
This is about one basic fact. The Democrats have never accepted the will of the American people. 3 weeks ago, Nancy Pelosi called the president of the United States an imposter, and the attacks on the president started before the election.
The full House is expected to vote next week. North Korea is accusing the United States of hostile provocation on Thursday for criticizing its ballistic missile tests. This comes after the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Kelly Craft, told the U.N. Security Council the North can't achieve its goals by continuing its nuclear missile program.
Missile and nuclear testing will not bring the DPRK greater security. It will not bring the DPRK or the region greater stability. It will not help the DPRK achieve the economic opportunities it seeks. In fact, it will do the opposite.
Last week, Pyongyang warned it will have a Christmas gift for the United States, and it will be entirely up to the U.S. what that present will be. For more news anytime you need it, go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is VOA News. The release of a long-awaited report on the FBI's investigation of President Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign has exposed deep fissures within the administration over the origins of the probe, pitting Mr. Trump and Attorney General William Barr against FBI Director Christopher Wray and the Justice Department's watchdog. More from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Department of Justice Inspector General Michael Horowitz this week submitted a more than 400-page report, which concluded that the FBI's probe of Trump, dubbed Crossfire Hurricane, was approved by a senior FBI supervisor in line with protocol, and that he found no evidence of political bias in that decision. But Horowitz said his team found 17 omissions or errors, including in applications for surveillance warrants, and said he found all of this deeply disturbing. Both Democrats and Republicans tried to make political points out of Horowitz's testimony. Republican allies of President Donald Trump pressed the point that several agents in the probe showed bias against the candidate and broke the rules to target him. Democrats noted Horowitz's report refuted the right-wing conspiracy theory that a secretive group inside the government tried to take down candidate Trump.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. It's Election Day in Britain, a vote that will determine the course of Brexit. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Britons cast their ballots on Thursday in what could be the most decisive election in a generation, to choose between two unconventional and divisive main contenders. Prime Minister Boris Johnson called the snap vote after he failed to deliver Brexit by an October 31st deadline. Polls predict a Conservative victory. But a hung parliament is also a strong possibility, with turnout one of several hard-to-predict factors.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. A team of eight New Zealand military specialists will land on a small volcanic island early Friday to attempt to retrieve the bodies of eight victims of an eruption that claimed eight other lives. Phil Mercer has more from Sydney.
The volcano on White Island in New Zealand's Bay of Plenty erupted without warning Monday. At least 47 visitors from around the world, including many from Australia, were on the island at the time of two explosions. So far, eight people have died in the disaster, but the death toll will increase. Nine people are still officially missing and are presumed to be dead. A group of hikers was seen near the rim of the crater just moments before the blasts. Several bodies remain on the island, but recovery teams have been unable to reach them because of the risk of another eruption. The volcano is considered to be too unstable and sent plumes of ash and smoke billowing more than 3 kilometres into the sky. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.